You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Today's episode is brought to you by The Bike Riders, a new film from Jeff Nichols starring Jodie Comer, Austin Butler, and Tom Hardy. Inspired by true events, The Bike Riders follows Benny, played by Austin Butler, the newest member of Midwestern motorcycle club The Vandals, led by the enigmatic Johnny, played by Tom Hardy. Critics are calling it electrifying, stunning, exhilarating, powerful, and the godfather of biker movies. Experience The Bike Riders on the big screen this summer. Now playing only in theaters. Visit BikeRidersMovie.com to get tickets now.
What's good?
Come on, everybody.
We out here.
You always say we out here. We right here.
We in here.
Yeah, we inside. We on your eyes, bro.
Okay, well, what's good, everybody?
It's the Cooligans, buddy.
That's super loud.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, but it may be loud for us, but not too loud. It's not louder for them.
No, for us. Okay. It's going to bleed into our microphones.
You already know.
Alexis is worried. What's good? Hello, my name is Christian Polanco.
That's right, Christian is worried. My name is Alexis Guerrero.
You better roll them R's.
Guerrero.
When you're coming through here, you know? Because sometimes I hear, you know, some people say Alexis's name and they do the Guerreros.
I don't mind Guerreros.
I don't mind it either, but it's wrong.
Yeah, it is. I say it all the time, by the way. But the reason I say it is because when we've experienced this, Polanco is an easier name, though.
Sure.
But you've heard the non-Spanish host of a comedy show go, let me give this a try on the fly to make
up
this the Spanish way. And we get Alexis go, like, did you drown almost?
My man.
I'm here going, ooh. I'm doing this to my man's heart. I can't even perform. I'm out here pumping.
My man is gargling before spitting out the toothpaste.
Let me, damn, son. Did you know that mouthwash increases your blood pressure?
Mouthwash. Oh, yeah, because it gets in your gums. Like, a lot of people not aware.
No, it kills the bacteria that regulates it because it goes in your the whole stream.
What, are you supposed to have bacteria all up
Bro,
in your mouth?
So if you got stank mouth, if you meet somebody with stank mouth, just go, hey, congrats on the good heart.
My, your breath stinks, but you healthy.
Yeah, bro, you got booty breath. Good for you.
You hate to see it. You hate to smell it, booty
breath. The doctor's like, ah. God, I'm glad you've been working so hard on your blood pressure.
Anyway, this
Benin is ass chips.
This is we'll get to the soccer at some point. What's ass good, everybody? Chips. It's a comedy show, and then soccer happens.
If you've
sometimes
never heard of ass chips, then you've not been to the gas station that sells wrap snacks.
Hello. Yes, we're today. Welcome to the Cooligans.
You
blah
keep saying
blah blah.
Hello. Yeah, we're good. We're in. We said ass chips already. Everyone knows.
Thank
we're
you
here
for watching or listening. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on all podcast platforms.
Thank you for being you.
Or subscribe on YouTube. I always say it at the end, but most people don't even get to the end of a YouTube video.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I gotta
Come
make
on
sure we tell them.
Just like you know, Christian's cousins would say, hey, oh yeah, subscribing at YouTube.
Hey, YouTube. Okay. So yes, make sure you do all those things before we get started. Today, obviously, we're gonna recap the MLS wildcard matches.
Hold on, wait. Oh yeah, I heard them subscribe. Okay.
Okay.
Wait, there's a couple people didn't. Hold on, go ahead.
All right, yeah, well.
All right, good. Thank you so much.
Glad we waited for him.
I really appreciate that.
We have to go over the MLS wildcard matches, and we also have to talk some Champions League. What else? And then we'll get to also Everton's financial woes.
Oh, will we? Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad you brought this easel and spreadsheet.
Okay.
I want a full understanding of
Bro,
what the financial situation is.
Dimitri Martin is going to do a presentation with his easel.
That's now an old reference. Did you know?
I do, but some people get it.
Yeah,
Dimitri Martin
it
was very popular.
He was. Not my kind of comic.
The only kind of comic that you like is Alexis Guerrero. There's nobody else.
It's true. true.
Everybody else.
Who's my idol? It's a guy named Alexis Guerrero. Guerrero. You might pronounce it.
Okay. The common mistake.
Happens all the time.
You sound like
happens
a character on SpongeBob.
Yo, you good, bro? Your blood pressure's about to go up.
Let's start with the MLS wild card matchups.
Sorry, I just saw a news item that said Thiago Silva gives us update on his Brazil future. What, a retirement home? What's up? We going to over 55 community? How old is Thiago Silva, bro?
39, bro.
Is he still playing for Brazil?
No, he's playing for Chelsea, bro.
No, I know that. I'm just saying, you said on his Brazil future.
Yeah, is his Brazil future? You're moving there in 2 years when you out the league, dog?
Okay, all right. This is a very ADHD episode. We're trying to get to our topics.
This is an old school episode.
I have a list of things to discuss.
Oh, yeah. Our producers want us to stay to the list. The list says eggs and ketchup. Oh, that's a different list.
Rebels played. They hosted Charlotte FC. And also Sporting Kansas City hosted San Jose Earthquake. So let's start. Red Bull, 5-2, absolutely smashed. Rebels haven't scored 5 goals in like 15 years.
In their last 17 matches put together.
It's just remarkable that Charlotte, you know, we went to Charlotte. We were just in Charlotte the other day for Charlotte FC against Inter Miami. They shut out, absolutely blanked Lionel Messi.
Well, that was the goalkeeper.
Yes. But still, I mean, they did put a good defensive effort. There were a lot of like goal line stoppages. They did everything they could to limit Messi's influence on the game.
Well, they done shattered.
They wasted that incredible defensive performance on Inter Miami to get into the playoffs, which well done. But I did not think Charlotte FC were going to win this game, but to get a whole 5 spot. I got 5 on it. You can't let that happen,
no,
bro.
That was rough. But also, who the hell is Elias Manuel, bro?
Man,
we never heard of you, bro.
Why are you on my radar now, dog?
Damn. How you get a hat trick? Click player profile.
Let's see. All right.
And then go to matches. Do they have it? All right, match stats. Go. Let's keep scrolling until we see the.
Okay, he got 3, obviously.
3 yesterday at Charlotte. He scored a goal on October 4th. Keep going.
Uh-huh.
Previous to that, August 8th. And then the list stops.
And I'm sure there's one other one. So, is that when he got into the league or?
No. I think that's all they all
just,
they
this
show.
Is all they
that's
show.
How far back they go. We don't know you, bro.
I mean,
you don't even go here, dog.
He got 3 goals in the season and then got 3 goals in the playoff game. But I'm not going to. Some players have a tougher time scoring than others, and it is what it is. But he got minutes. Look, I mean, we're looking.
Oh, no, he's
88 minutes against Charlotte, 3 goals. Great. 86 minutes against Nashville. 85 minutes against Toronto FC. 69 minutes. Nice. Against FC Cincinnati.
Hold on a second. Okay. Wow, that was my favorite game you played, dog.
81 against the Fire. 79 against DC United. 88 against Austin FC.
Oh,
so
he getting minutes.
He's getting opportunities. Troy Lassane, he's like, yo, I'm giving you time, you know, but... Yeah. I'm going to need my strikers.
He's like, when you going to deliver? And he's like, you just wait. You know them goals you wanted in the regular season? I'm about to hand it to you in a bucket on day one.
And they were nice goals, especially the first one.
He's clearly showed he has quality. But I will say his XG for the game was 0.45. This man wasn't even supposed to score half a goal. And all of a sudden you pull up with 3?
That first one where he took the ball like off the chest.
And then with the left foot?
And then, no, that was with the right. This was the first goal.
The second goal was with the left foot.
Rocketed the ball into the ground and right past Kalina. Proper goal. That was a great, great goal. And it's just like, yo, these Rebel strikers could do this?
Why did you do this?
You haven't done this ever.
Look up in the stands. If you would have done this earlier.
Is that Thierry Henry down
there? Yeah. If you would have done this earlier, bro, I feel like people would have showed up.
It was quite impressive. Look, a big victory. The I do want to, I mean, the what is it?
Kerwin Vargas. Bicycle
kick. Yeah. Kerwin Vargas again, who shined against a couple
has,
weeks ago.
If you don't know who we're talking about, it's the guy who has a haircut of a reggaetonero from 2013.
I mean, he kind of looks like he has the Avatar braid. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He got like
one of those things that like people send me sometimes where it's the cartoon talking on iMessage. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Like a Memoji.
Memoji.
Yeah.
He got that hair. he got Memoji hair. And smile.
Yeah, yeah. No, he's a gorgeous.
He's a smooth skin individual.
I mean, this is one of, if you're dating him, you got to look through his phone.
100%.
You got to be a little worried.
And also, if this man doesn't have jeans that have 45 rips on each leg, you're just not living up to the haircut. There's a standard that's expected.
So he got that bicycle kick, which was absolutely spectacular. Right. But they were already down 3 goals at this point. And then, Patrick Ajimayang, if mm-hmm. I'm saying his name correctly, apologies if I'm not. But this is a big man. To get.
Homie don't go to the dressing room. He goes to the gym. He listens to the team talk in the gym.
This man was like, they brought him in the second half, and it was just like,
Wemby doing out there, bro?
Just big body bends, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yo.
Man, I mean, the dude could ball, but like the goal that he scored was just a straight up like, yo, y'all need to get away.
Yeah, yeah.
You're too close, man.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, fuck out of here with all these tactics.
Give me the rock.
Yo, what you mean, smooth?
Because he had a couple other chances as well, but this was just the defense. And who
this
was,
dude is like?
It was Reyes, Andres Reyes, I believe, right? That was on him and marking him. And Andres Reyes is a big dude as well. And it looked like a Tyson Fury boxing match. Like, he just like, bro, this is like, these men are too big to be fighting each other. Somebody's going to really get hurt.
He mushing people. Like,
couldn't get him off the ball.
This is the type of dude that when, if y'all get an Uber together, you'd be like, you take the front seat. You know what I mean? You're too big, dude.
So
your shoulder's going to have my head in this window, dog.
Ajimayang, I think, has a very, very bright future. He looked really good. It was like one of those... man, he should have been in the game sooner, probably. But it's just a poor, I think, just a poor defensive performance from Charlotte, who we just saw them the other day.
Yeah,
and
this is the first time in the playoffs.
Yeah, maybe it's fatigue, maybe it's lack of experience. Just bad. Really, really bad. But again, credit to Red Bull, they did what they had to do. They obviously are now having to face FC Cincinnati. In that first round in the playoffs, and we will see how that goes. They did beat FC Cincinnati in Cincinnati just a couple weeks ago, which helped them secure that playoff spot. So
I don't know, man. I think FC Cincinnati is...
Over 3 games, arrested and healthy Cincinnati. Yeah, you would imagine.
It's a quality squad.
They should handle that, but we shall see.
Shouts to you know, JMI, John Tolkien. Yeah. Well, I'm trying to get on this show.
Yeah, we met him at the EAFC event, and it was like...
He's got a good personality. He's a fun dude. Nice. He crushes it on Morning Footy.
Right, right, right.
I think he'd do great on the show. He's cool with the jokes too. He gets it.
Exactly. Yeah. And I know, sometimes it's like whenever it's always interesting and fun when we meet Rebel players.
Yeah. And you can mess with them to a point. Like, I messed with him. I was messing with him. I'm like, oh, I should have worn my championship ring. And he straight pushed me. Like, he was like, yo, there's a line, bro. He was cool about it.
He
gets that I'm a comic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's not some players, you know, can be a little too serious. He's very clear, like a fun Jersey dude.
Yeah.
He's a fun dude to talk to.
You were talking to him first, and then I spoke to him, and then I'm like, I was explaining the show and everything.
But even when I was like, yo, he does the podcast with me, he's also a comedian. He goes, yeah, you funny and not like him.
Yeah.
Like, he even,
yeah.
Like me, meaning, like, he's cool with that kind of shit.
When I was like, I'm at NYCFC season ticket, he was like, you too? Like, it was mad. Yeah. I'm like, why are you buying tickets, brother?
Bro, okay. I told him the show started in the stands, and he was actually like, oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So
he's a good dude.
Best of luck to the young man.
Are we really going to talk about Kansas City versus Earthquake?
We're just going to... We have to talk about...
Bro, nothing happened in this game until the Pens, bro.
We have to talk about Alan Pulido's penalty, bro. That
was
bad. Really,
that was so bad, bro.
That was one of the most remarkable penalties I have ever seen.
That was like me out there, dude.
Bro, it was just like the moment was too big for him.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, I don't understand what that's... we've seen like Joseph Martinez's style, right?
Right.
The one hop,
and the hop,
the hop, the hip to the hippity hop, right?
Yeah, yeah.
We've all
the young references.
We've seen it. And so you know there's, you know, we've seen Paul Pogba, the unorthodox little step up or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Who was that? Zaza?
Simone Zaza.
Simone Zaza, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He did the pitter-patter.
Yeah, he was smoking a little too much at Zaza, yeah, you know Zaza. What I'm saying?
Bro, he hit that pipe. Zaza pipe Simone, bro.
But that was a, you know, and if people didn't.
You know what else was high? The ball he kicked.
Okay. Oh, for Zaza. Yes.
Zaza, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Zaza. I thought you were talking about Pulido.
See, when you said Zaza.
Didn't.
we all thought. We.
Well, I didn't even know what reference I was high. Making. That's a problem.
She's like, Zaza's weed, bro?
Zaza's weed. He's like, I met Zaza Gabor, bro. Speaking of young references.
Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Dude, that was literally a Greg Cody reference, Zaza Gabor, dude. You guys are going back in time right now.
Damn, black and white movies,
so,
bro.
Pulido did the stutter. He did the stutter step with a I mean, how
dude,
to
he looked like he
it.
Tripped.
It looked like he like tripped because he kind of hurt himself
yeah,
doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he did,
which is even way more embarrassing.
It's not a good look.
You know,
it's when you know it's like your boy is like, yo, that girl's looking at you, and he's like, yo, you know what would be crazy? I'm like, now's not the time, bro. You've been single for too damn long. Don't be adding too much sauce to this. Go out there and do your thing.
The keeper stops. He stuck a leg out, mm-hmm. and because it was down the middle. So here, watching Cavincho react to it, but it's an odd pen. It's so remarkably.
Well, you know what he did is he's thinking a step ahead. He passed it to the keeper.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When I saw it, all I thought was.
Oh, my God. Major League Soccer.
Correct. That is accurate.
You know, I've talked to people who've played in the league and in Europe. And one of the questions I ask is, you play. So what's the real difference? And sometimes you hear. Speed. The speed of the game is different. Sometimes you hear how there's no nights off. You don't ever go up against a bad defender.
Yeah.
Or you don't ever go up against a bad striker. Everyone can take you to town anytime they want, which is what
damn,
a wild
bro.
Stand.
Damn, bro.
Suddenly I wish I was a soccer player.
Do we need Cameron and
Mace? I was
going
to say there's a Mace and Cameron moment right here. Damn.
We need to get them.
Do not clip that. What you gonna call it? But they could like really like you know, put many goals on you or whatever, or whatever the case may be. The other thing you hear is that they
keep pounding.
Yeah, keep pounding everyone. Why is it also the only fitness color? That's what I need to know. The other thing you hear is that they don't make mistakes.
Right.
They're very consistent. They do the same thing over and over again, and they don't make mistakes. This is a mistake. This is one of those examples of something you may not see just because it's not only is it a little too much, a little too saucy on the run up,
mm-hmm.
but then it's a bad shot and then you injure yourself.
Because, yeah, I fully expected Alan Pulido to pull up with like the Peter Griffin, like, yeah. Ooh, really got me there. yeah, just a. For usually when with strikers I tend to have this feeling. I'm like, yo, the striker's coming up for the pen. I
bro,
think somebody he, my man got experience,
bro. We should call him automatic.
Okay,
we know he about to be,
because you know he practices this
all day. This is what he does.
Because you know you take you know, one of the most expensive signings that you brought from Chivas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you know he comes in with that expectation,
yeah.
Like, yo, put me in these situations.
He's a DP, which stands for doing penalties.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Look it up. That's what it means.
Just trust me on that.
My
bro.
Man was like, put me in, coach.
Yeah, yeah. You
this
know what?
Is what?
Let me show everyone what to do. And then he came back and he was like, I meant what not to do.
Just wild. Just a wild decision. And I get he was trying to be cheeky or
yeah.
whatever. Look, and it just really, really did not work out well. Sporting Kansas City, they have Tamelia, who is now, I think, 6 or 7-0 in all penalties that he's
there
ever
been a
part of.
There was a crazy stat Susanna said this morning. He saved something like 18 out of 35 or so. No, 20 out of like 35.
Yeah, he has
some crazy,
a wild
insane
record.
Number.
Yeah. Yeah, he's very good. It's also strange that he's great at stopping penalties. And then like the last like two, he was injured for a bit as well. But the last like 2-3 years, it's just like, he's just been giving up goals like kind of crazy.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
He's just a bit like a different version of sort of himself, or just like the version of Tim Mila that we're used to seeing. And
if we didn't have a cap in MLS, you know what I mean? Well, salary cap, not like lying. what they could do is have two goalkeepers. You put in the game time shot stopper.
Oh, I think you meant two goalkeepers in
the
goal,
same time.
In net.
Just taking you to town. No.
Just the MLS salary cap is barring us
from trying this new technique.
For having, I guess, our sexual fantasies fulfilled. If it was the MLS,
no.
You got to stop this.
Damn it, MLS.
Let us live.
No, but they're stopping you from having subbing in a goalkeeper. Remember Louis van Gaal did that? I think it was
for the Netherlands.
The Netherlands.
Jasper Cillessen and Tim Krul.
There you go.
Cup.
Tim Krul, get your ass.
The Australian national team, remember they did this to get into the World Cup in the qualifying game?
They had the
guy that was dancing that they brought him in just for that moment or whatever.
The kids in the corner just practice. 5, 6, 7. It's my big opportunity. I can't do jazz hands and spirit fingers with these gloves, dog.
That is doing high school musical to warm up. Okay, I gotta get in my zone.
You wanna win or what?
Anyway, so again, congrats to Sporting Kansas City.
I don't know if we updated you.
Awful game. What a really awful game. Awful 90 minutes.
Yeah.
Penalties are great. I thought it was going to go to extra time.
And you're losing to St. Louis. That's really what's going on.
Damn, these
were the two games to find out who loses to Cincinnati.
I'm glad we have
who loses to St. Louis.
I'm glad we have the Kansas, what is the Missouri Derby
or
whatever?
Like a nice
Kansas.
Derby? What is this?
I don't know what it's called. Does that have a name?
I don't know. I got to look it up.
It's called the You Go First Derby.
Okay.
That's what this is.
But I'm glad we're going to see that in the playoffs, and we'll see how it goes. You would obviously expect St. Louis City to dominate.
Nelly versus someone from Kansas City.
The Heartland Derby?
Ugh.
That's terrible. Heartland?
Ugh.
All right. What are you going to do?
Hold on.
Okay.
Hey, there you go.
They can't all be El Tráfico. You know what I'm saying? All right, let's talk.
They should call this one the No Tráfico. Did I use that joke already?
You did use that joke on Morning Footy. Well done. I'm glad you brought it back. We all needed it. The Champions League. UEFA Champions League.
Yes. The second Champions League you all thought of.
All right. There were a lot of matches, obviously, in the last 2 days. But the notable ones were obviously Manchester United against Copenhagen, and the 1-0 victory. Basically everybody who was basically just cast aside. You know, people who they were calling for the heads of these Manchester United players, Harry Maguire and Onana.
These are the most likely to get booed.
Exactly. Bro.
And Scott McTominay has been hitting goals left and right before that. All the players you didn't want.
Everybody hated these guys, and they are the only ones you kind of
carry
coming
the
up.
Team
like,
right now.
You know, they're the heroes for the team. But Harry Maguire.
Unlikely heroes for Erik ten Hag. Imagine Erik ten Hag keeps his job because of Harry Maguire.
Didn't Harry Maguire wasn't he minutes away from going to West Ham? Didn't he want to leave?
No, he decided not to leave. Yeah, remember, we've been like, yo, you an idiot, dog. You needed to go.
I mean, I'm still kind of feel that way. I don't know.
I mean, he seems to be making it work.
I think the thing is, when you look at the matchup, so you look at the table, and you're like, oh, Manchester United against Copenhagen? We know Manchester United might be struggling, but they're going to get 3 points. They're going to be a breeze
against
here.
Copenhagen?
Yeah.
Nothing to worry about.
And we go in with that bias of just the two brand names. We're like, the Manchester United, you know.
But don't even say that. Pull up. Go to Transfer Market real quick.
Okay.
This is what I mean. Like, I know sometimes people say it's like, oh, it's because you watch Premier League that you have this Premier League, skew or bias. Yeah, hit reject all. I hate this thing. Why, Europe, stop making us do this every time.
Cookies. He hates cookies.
Yeah, cookies. Go to Manchester United.
You're a fan of real cookies.
No. Oh, yeah, no. If they were chocolate chip, I hit yes every time. Go to, in the enter search term, go to Manchester United.
Okay.
And let's just look at this, okay? Because there's a very easy way to tell the difference of, like, the club that we're talking about here. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, click on that. And then there'll be a number that's going to pop up on the right. Let's all remember this, 877.3 million euros. Okay? Now put in FC Copenhagen.
Okay.
So that's 877.
Where am I seeing this number?
You don't see that right there on the blue at the bottom?
Oh, yeah, there it is. Okay.
877.3 million euros. Okay?
I would guess Copenhagen's like barely scratching. Like, I don't think it's even going to be a million, bro.
It's a million.
I mean, yeah, no, sorry, 100,
100
million.
100 million. It is 66.35 million. So do you want to do the math on that and figure out what percentage that is?
Sure.
Because I certainly do not.
66 point what?
35.
66.35?
Divided by 800 what?
877.3 million. Right now, a bunch of nerds are screaming that number at their iPhones.
It's 0.07%.
It's 0.07%. Mm-hmm. That is the total market value of this club.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the
And it took what?
it took Harry Maguire and and it took a, you know, Scott McTominay definitely tried to, you know, ruin everything for everyone, right? I mean, it's past the 94th minute. I mean, they just got to just see it out, you know?
Just lock it up.
And McTominay commits a foul, high boot in the box, penalty. And then, but Onana saves the pen. So the interesting thing here is obviously big. Andre Onana, after the game, I saw him talking to Peter Schmeichel. And he was he basically was just like.
Very humble.
Very humble. Because the last time they spoke to each other, and it was, you know, former Manchester United legendary goalkeeper Peter Schmeichel talking to the current Manchester United goalkeeper, and it was like a, you know, a little, you know,
big brother little brother conversation.
Hey, let's chop it up real quick because what just happened out there? What just happened out there? You're making me look bad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're kind of ruining. I used to work there.
Yeah, yeah. The memories I have of the place, you're so bad, is ruining what I thought of the place I used to work at.
You know, nostalgia is supposed to be like real and permanent, but you were ruining my nostalgia. You're
somehow ruining it. Like, you remember that Back to the Future when the photo starts disappearing? You doing that to my memories.
Bro, I think I'm disappearing right now. So so that was it. It was an interesting conversation because he was a lot more complimentary, obviously, and you know, proud of the stop in the end. I mean, saved the day, saved the 3 points.
Huge.
For Manchester United, points that they desperately need.
Do you think that changes the vibe? Manchester United, you think they get a little bit of confidence?
It does, but they are.
Could this be the turning point of the season?
Eric, maybe. I'm leaning towards no.
You know why I'm also leaning towards no? Do you know who they play next?
City, right?
Manchester City. So this turning point going to be a real short turn. You know what I mean?
They, because I think what's happening with Manchester United right now is too much PR, too much public relations, too much. You know, crisis.
They got no Puerto Ricans on their team.
Too much crisis management. Eric Ten Hag, almost every interview has to defend Harry Maguire.
Come on, it's the English media, bro. They need something to talk about.
It's too much, though.
Yeah,
it's too. I agree. They can't focus on just playing and playing well. I think it seeps into your head because then you're like every pass, every touch, you're just like worried about. You can't be worried about what the media is going to say afterwards.
I think there's been a big problem with like every Manchester United team since Sir Alex left as well. You're all like trying to get back to like this, you know, this
that's
thing.
Right. He set the bar too high.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also it doesn't help that every person in the media is a former Manchester United player. Is like, this isn't the level that we need to play.
It's dog. Yeah. Why are we asking everybody? Bro?
Yeah. It's always back in my day.
Yes. Everyone. Gary Neville was like, this wouldn't have been accepted under Strike's version. He ain't here, dog.
What do you want me to tell you? Props to Garnacho. We got to talk about.
Which, by the way, he roughed up the penalty spot.
I mean, this is real CONCACAFy. You love to see it.
Bro, let's go. We got to teach these Brits how to play the game.
That's it. They brought this Argentinian kid. He brought his little Coleman Bowl tactics.
He's like, have you ever thought about this?
So,
huh?
So you
hit the ground, hold your head. We'll sue this club. He's got ideas.
So he did what he had to do.
No
he
one even stopped him.
Scuffed up the spot. Nobody said a word.
He was doing it wild like a dog after they poop.
My man
was going wild.
He was doing the twist, dog.
Wow. The twist.
He brought it back.
What is going on in your house? Are you only watching? Like, are you watching like Super 8 film?
Chris has just been eating Werther's Originals. Seriously? For the past 3 weeks.
Bringing it back.
Became a dad, not a granddad, dude.
People know the twist.
The twist.
Chubby Checker just came out of his grave. Like, let's go, baby. We're back.
Yeah.
What would be a more relevant one?
Right now, people think Chubby Checker is a nickname for me. That's how old that reference is.
The Baltimore Step or the yeah. That new one? That
kid was I? What's that song from Lil Uzi Vert? I just want to rock.
Right. Yeah,
he was doing that.
He was doing that.
He was doing that on the spot.
What is that dance called? Do you know?
Yeah, I just want to rock.
Our resident young person, Miguelito. Yeah.
I mean,
calling the Swedish team, Young Boys.
We'll get the name of the dance. I know everybody's very concerned.
It just says "Just Want to Rock" dance. So maybe there's a name.
I just want to rock.
Okay. All right. Anyway. Okay. But Garnacho, he scuffed up the spot, but then the news afterwards.
Which, by the way, that scuff, the reason we brought it up, I think, may have slowed the kick a little bit because the strike on the penalty hits that pile of dirt.
Yeah, yeah.
It kicks up a little bit, and that's enough for Onana to get to the spot. And then what a feel-good moment, right? Garnacho and Onana.
It was a buzzer beater penalty stop.
Nothing could go wrong for me.
Garnacho.
Oh, yeah?
But the Garnacho decided to be like, yo, let me retweet my man. And my man got a blue check. You can't. Yeah. It always goes poorly.
Yeah.
Because. Yeah. So Garnacho tweeted it out. This image of Harry Maguire and McTominay and Garnacho hugging Onana.
And Onana's doing like the big body.
Yeah, let's go, bro. Just save the day.
Yeah, my man's swole flex.
Superhero out here. And
it says it's Fabrizio Romano is tweeting this. People, go.
Right. So the tweet itself is the image, and then it's two gorilla emojis above the image.
Mm-hmm.
So now Garnacho is actually in trouble because he is being investigated by the English FA. And the tweet says, FA have been investigating into Garnacho's social media posts in which he used gorilla emojis over a picture of Andre Onana's penalty save. And then Onana replied, people can't choose what I should be offended by. Garnacho meant power and strength. This should go no further. Which I agree.
Yes.
But there is a certain sensitivity right now on social media with players because they deal with a lot of racial abuse.
Well, this is the first time that these emojis have been used when there's a photo of a black player and it's not something negative.
Yeah.
So I'm okay with the investigation. They're just like, hey, man, we going to clear really ourselves by just looking into it. I know. But I need to do my due diligence.
My boss gonna be mad at me if I don't just look into
it. I'm not gonna hit my boss with it. Nah, he didn't mean it. I need to get it from you.
We just gotta confirm.
You put this on paper and we all good. No one's gonna complain. But I'm not gonna do it for you. I need you to come in here and do this for yourself.
I mean, look, it would get to a wild place of sensitivity when this can be used or misconstrued as. If your literal teammate is posting a picture of you,
and in that photo, that teammate is congratulating you,
literally,
and has just assisted
you. My man Garnacho is literally uplifting you. He wants you to succeed and is happy that you helped. Help the club.
Right.
And if
in this photo he had like a scowl on his face and was pointing, I'd be like, wait.
Okay, hold on a second. I don't know.
Wait a minute.
Garnacho, this tweet is out of left field. I don't know where this is coming from.
It was about training, you know what I mean? Or it's Garnacho outside of his house. So I'd be like,
Garnacho is what? 18?
He's very young.
17, 18 years old. He is a kid. And look, I don't know how these kids talk to each other. I don't know what emojis they're using.
Yeah, he's 19.
Okay.
He's 19
years old.
Apparently, the eggplant isn't a vegetable. Did you hear this?
I made a recommendation for the salad.
I was just sending it to random people in my contacts.
So this feels a little bit like, you know, the boomers.
Who wants to go out and get an aubergine? You know?
The boomers don't get it. No. That's what the FA feels like at this point.
I understand the investigation, but if there is a punishment, then they're clueless.
Right.
Especially when Onana's like, nah.
Exactly. Yeah. So I hope that there is no, penalty for this, because that would seem quite ridiculous. So look, the FA needs to chill, bro. I mean, more than anybody else right now.
Wow.
They need to chill desperately.
Greatest segues in a business, okay. Bro.
And they can do that with a nice gold Coors Light.
You don't say. Okay. If only there was a way on that can and or bottle to know that it's chilled and ready to go.
Exactly, because the
if only there was.
If only there was, and there is.
Oh, well, thank you.
How convenient. Okay, well, we have the product for you.
It just so happens you walked onto the right line. I want to see you in one of these cold
Does this
lines.
Ever happen to you? Yeah, I feel like we're in one of those commercials.
Do you have Peyronie's disease? I've been watching too much
Well, this product will not help with that.
I know. Hey, it can help both of y'all forget about it.
There's only one beer out there that's literally made to chill, and that is a nice cold Coors Light. Coors Light is the one we choose when we need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart by going to CoorsLight.com/Cooligans.
Wait, if I want Coors Light with the blue mountain that tells me it's cool to be delivered straight to my door with Drizzly or Instacart, I got to go where?
You got to go to CoorsLight.com/Cooligans.
Wow. CoorsLight.com/Cooligans. Okay. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Let's go. More news in more Premier League news. Mm.
This is about Everton.
Should
I leave? Should I go to the bathroom?
Let's do an ISO on Christian for a little while.
I shouldn't have introduced it by saying Premier League news, because that's not going to be the case.
I'm so hungry.
Apologies. Yeah. I didn't mean to mislead the audience.
In British football news, because we don't know where you're going to end up.
But Everton are facing a 12-point deduction.
FA going. Wow, FA needs to chill. We should send some Coors Light out there.
Bro, this was written in The Guardian. It's been reported in several outlets, but the headline says...
Look how fast the ads work. It says, visit Copenhagen. You just looked up FC Copenhagen. Bro,
we got to... Why haven't I vacationed in Copenhagen? What? Thank you.
Yeah, ads don't work on me. I should go back to Copenhagen.
The headline just says, Premier League calls for Everton to be hit with a 12-point deduction. And basically, this is breaking basically financial rules. I think they haven't specifically said what the charge is, but I'll read the quote here. It says the details of the charge have not been disclosed, but are believed to relate to a tax issue connected to loans for Everton's new stadium at Bramley Moor Dock. And it continues. The disciplinary hearing began last week, and a verdict is expected this year. So, look, my initial reaction is like, bro, haven't we suffered enough? Why do this to us? Let it go.
Everton absolutely should be punished. You breached the financial rules. But the punishment should be something a bit more like you should be forced to be Everton.
Yeah. You should be forced to wear the shirt.
Yeah. For a little longer.
So, a kind of a scary,
especially since this is one charge.
Yeah, look,
and there's another team has 114 more.
They literally are
and
taking
nothing has happened.
They're taking the charges and making it into jewelry, bro. They're making it. They're wearing it,
bro.
Like Thanos, bro. They got all the charges on their.
They're taking a selfie with their most wanted poster.
What you gonna do about it?
Chill, son.
So that's been a lot of people have been making that comparison. They're like, how is this? How could Everton face some sort of penalty before Manchester City even possibly could, when they're dealing with 114 charges? And I don't know.
It was 115.
Damn, bro. I can't thank you for making the correction. I didn't mean to.
I think they just got another one.
I didn't mean to lighten what they did.
Dude, you're minimizing what they again, these are charges.
If they did something wrong, then they deserve to be punished. I mean, that's the realistic. Everybody should have to be held to the same standard.
The only issue I have is the situation Everton are in. To me, doing something like this isn't the same as like committing a crime of some sort. You know what I mean?
It's like a white collar crime.
But it's not really a crime. It's an attempt to usurp the law.
It's unethical.
Unethical.
Alexis, it's not a crime, and then read the definition of crime from the dictionary.
Look, it's a creative accounting. Let's start there, which we've all done, right?
We all have fun. But here's the thing. This is America, bro.
I think in this case, because the FA has control, what I mean, it's not a crime. It's like these aren't laws. Statutes by laws.
Like, no one's necessarily hurt by it.
But no, it's not. This isn't governed by the king. I don't know how it happens in England. Uh-huh. The government isn't involved in this. This is a situation with how it's their finances are reported to the FA. If I understand it correctly, I feel like the punishment should be considerate of the situation the team is going through. So there should be a fine, maybe, like a significant fine, right, or a transfer ban. But to deduct 12 points,
you're basically sending them to the championship.
Not only that, you're also removing the Premier League money, knowing this team is in dire financial straits. You're essentially putting one of the original clubs of the Premier League. Remember when the Premier League broke off, when the clubs broke off, Everton was one of them. I don't know how they got invited to the party. You know what I mean? But they were one of them.
Everton were a successful club.
Way back in the day, when they were doing the twist.
Okay.
But the point is like, you know what you're doing. You're trying to make an example out of the wrong club at the wrong time.
Yeah, right.
Give them a 2-summer transfer ban, which actually might help them regulate the books because they could sell but not buy. Use some of the academy kids and hopefully they can stay up.
Who are they going to sell? Andre Gomez?
Yeah. Beto? How much do you want for Beto?
You just got here.
Yeah, dude.
But what I'm saying is you know what you're doing and you're trying to make an example, but the effects of what this 12-point deduction would be would be catastrophic. And there's a brand new stadium that's two-thirds built. You're doing this at the wrong time to the wrong club.
I agree with them being used as an example sort of thing. I don't agree with that. Look, I am an Everton fan, and if they did, again, I'll say it again, if they did break rules and it was that egregious, then I understand the penalty. I don't know the specific rule that they broke, so I can only kind of speculate. But again, it does feel, if they're saying there's going to be a decision this year, and then again, we've heard for years about Manchester City and there is just seemingly no consequence to them, that seems very, very odd that Everton will be punished this severe. And again, it is this penalty is proportional to a club like Everton. Them losing 12 points is a $400 million penalty or whatever, or administration or something like that. Like it is kind of the equivalent.
There's no financial punishment
for Manchester City.
Just based on the finances of a Manchester City, that would equate to a 12-point deduction. There just isn't.
Right.
Really, the only way to do that would be to say a much longer transfer ban, because that would hurt Manchester City because of the level of inequality that they want to maintain. Or administration, you go to League Two.
Yeah.
That's the only way to hurt this team.
Because
this could mean, one, Mateo will be 20 before Everton gets back.
Yes.
Mateo will be able to buy Coors Light before your Everton gets back into the Premier League.
Yeah. Look, and I will say Everton have
777 partners are going to come out and say, "Yo, we're just 7-7 now."
We had to drop one of them.
And now we don't win this.
Everton has defended themselves with this claim and said that they've been transparent with everything. It is a difficult. The timing is also pretty crazy because one of the chairman for Everton just passed away, Bill Kenwright.
Yeah,
just a couple days ago.
Which I saw a little bit on Twitter that some fans were not that upset about. But he wasn't a beloved figure.
He's been with the club, I think, since like 1988 or 98, something like that. He's been with the club a very, very long time. He was one of the guys that people were like, "We need new blood in here." And the last like basically 5 years, people have been like really frustrated that he's still been with the club. So I'd say it's a difficult and probably weird moment for fans. And I'm sure there's, for older fans, there's probably some appreciation. But I think younger fans are just like, why is this old dude been here so long? So, look, it's obviously a complex, sad situation and difficult. But people love their club and they want Everton to do well. And the last two seasons have been really, really emotionally challenging for a lot of Everton fans. And so that makes this week way more weird and complicated because they're dealing with that grieving his loss and then dealing with this accusation. So, just a bummer for, as an Everton fan. We don't have more details, but then we know for sure that this will be just such a, if they lose 12 points, you just know they're not. They're getting relegated. Like, there's no way.
Yeah, it's an automatic relegation.
There's
penalty.
No way they can do it the way the team is playing. And if they do lose their 12 points and stay up, bro, Sean Dyche, manager of the year. That's
build the statue outside.
Build
the stadium.
Statue, bro.
I mean, we know that's not gonna happen.
All right, I want to move on before we wrap up for a couple things, a couple of random stories and little things that happen. Gerard Piqué was in the news, not for getting roasted by his ex-wife Shakira, but I think whatever she did, maybe she has like a doll that she's.
She put a hex on my head.
Because Gerard Piqué was.
I know his money up.
His money
but
up.
He going but he, down.
Going down. Anyway,
what is going on?
Fall
with you
boy,
today?
Boy,
fall through boy.
Piqué was the fall through boy.
Yeah.
Gerard Piqué was at a Kings League event, and my man just...
Some kid held up his kit and was like, yeah, I'll come to you.
He's sitting down in like a balcony-type, bleacher-type of thing, but you can't really tell. When I first saw this, we're looking at it now, but Gerard Piqué...
You only see the back of him, but he's on the phone.
He's on the phone, not
he
really
He looks up and he's like, yeah, I'll sign your... I'll sign you.
Whoop.
Gone. And then look at the kid. The kid's just looking down like, yo.
Yo, did I just.
I kind of don't want your signature. No
He's
more,
like, you
dog.
Still going to sign this, bro?
Yo, this isn't
The
bad.
Kid's like, yo, I sat with Shakira. Why is the kid sure?
We're just watching this. And PK's.
He falls through a gap between the stage and where the audience is that he didn't realize.
He didn't
was there,
realize. He thought there
but
was.
He fell. To the point where his everything disappears, his entire body disappears.
Literally looks like Wile E. Coyote when he's walking and he expects to walk,
but
just
it's like
falls.
A concert when the performer falls through the stage.
Did
somehow.
You ever see Kelsey Grammer falling?
Speaking of young references,
his show's back, by the way. Frasier on Paramount Plus.
Bro, I literally saw the ad. I was like, I am. What century is this?
Yo,
dude? What
about salad and scrambled eggs, bro? Look up Kelsey Grammer Falls.
Would it be on?
No, it's not gonna be on Twitter. Though. This is an old reference.
Okay,
yeah, it's definitely 100% an old YouTube video. Kelsey Grammer Falls.
This is back in the Vine days. Like, find seeing it only in 6 seconds.
Yeah,
Fall?
Yeah. There you go. Just click. Do we have audio?
Yeah. Do we need to hear it?
Yeah. It's okay, really okay. Funny.
All right. Let's
see. Funny. I mean, if you think it's funny that someone falls, yes.
Which is always hilarious.
Yeah.
Okay. We got it. All right. Kelsey Grammer.
He's on stage
from
doing
Frasier,
the show.
If anybody.
But this is a, he's an actor.
It was a small world pretending I was a UN interpreter.
He disappeared. The stage is like teeth cut out, and he fell into one of them. But go back, because you have to hear the audio of what he says when he falls.
Trip through It's a Small World, pretending I was a UN interpreter. Oh, good Lord. Oh. I think I'm...
He goes... I think I fell.
All right.
Just disappears from the camera.
You could. That was 13 years ago.
Bro. God.
Okay.
Wait, that's when we started comedy.
Damn, bro. We old.
Yo. We were 10 when we started comedy, everyone. Keep that in mind.
So shout out to PK. I'm glad. I hope he's okay. That's really the...
I hope Kelsey Grammer's okay.
Kelsey Grammer.
Still like, hasn't recovered from that.
Yeah.
I mean, he has a... You know, they brought back his TV show, so he's doing all right.
But he looked like he scrambled his eggs when he fell.
This is the other thing. All right, enough. Enough,
good,
Alexis.
It's a good bit.
I wanted to play this for you, Alexis. This is a...
I've never seen this before.
What happened? Okay.
What happened to Heming's son?
Okay, this is a TikTok that popped up on my feed, and it literally stunned me. This is how ridiculous it was. So this is talking about a new feature on FIFA, on EAFC.
Coming to EA Sports FC 24 has FIFA fans going absolutely crazy. After scoring a goal with Vinicius Jr. on Real Madrid, if you're playing against another La Liga team, the opposing team's crowd will chant the N-word as loud as possible, making the game even more immersive than last year.
Even more immersive than last year.
No, that was literally one of the stupidest.
Well, you know what I love about the bit is the quickness and the immediateness of it.
It was so ridiculous.
Wow.
It was just so... on my TikTok, I see a lot of like FIFA, you know, previews or EAFC like instructional.
He got the music and the tone down.
It was just like, oh, this is going to be a tutorial on how to get better.
Well, you're going to get like a little tidbit.
Okay. I'm going to get a peek behind the scenes.
This guy found a, what do they call them? An Easter egg. You know?
This is a great example of misdirection. Right. This is a great comedic tool. So shouts to that guy for making that. What was his
Can they see your screen right now?
They cannot see my screen.
Oh, okay, good.
What do you want them to see?
There's just a couple of tiles of the people making the face you make when someone says or someone you don't like walks in the room.
This is really funny too. This girl Ella Wills TV.
Yeah, she does like chants. Like she does bad chants.
So she does. She compares American football chants to British football chants.
Yeah,
and. Okay, I don't know why that keeps doing
that.
It's
just scrolling with your finger.
Okay. Anyway, here we go.
Washington, you're on a roll. Washington, now score that goal. Arsenal, fans are like donkeys. Arsenal, fans are like donkeys. 3-0 down, but it's okay. Louisiana's doing great. If you support Wigan, your sister is your mom. If you support Wigan, your sister is your mom.
It's so
the
exact.
The ref is not that good.
Okay, I'll stop. But go follow her. She's great.
She's great.
So that's what you know, the TikTok content I'm consuming. Okay.
But she picks the first photo, I think, on purpose. Is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Just like a silly.
You know when you put like your tongue on the side of your cheek. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do know. I've heard of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll wrap up there, everybody. A couple things. As always, make sure you subscribe to us here on YouTube if you're watching. Subscribe to the podcast. Let your friends know about the Cooligans podcast.
That'd be fun.
That's the only rule. We mentioned it up top.
You know what? Let our friends know about it, too.
Yeah, they don't know.
Hit them up.
Please. We'll give you their phone numbers.
Also, we need friends.
Okay. Another thing, we got something dropping soon.
Ooh.
We're editing it now, but it...
Like PK?
Okay. Not that intense.
No.
But we have we can like tease it a little bit. We did a collab with the Major League Journeyman.
Mm.
And if you don't know the Major League Journeyman, that is Alan Gordon, Gordo, Dan Gargan, and then
Gargo.
All right. Okay. And then current active MLS player Dax McCarty.
McCordo.
They started a podcast called Major League Journeyman, and where you get to hear former players, for especially MLS guys, talk about stuff in the league, current news, and reminisce about stuff in the past. They do they do a lot of the back in my day.
Yeah. Well, this wouldn't have been allowed. We had a shower in the parking lot.
we were making
a hose spigot.
I won $14 for winning MLS Cup.
Yeah. And then they charged me $10 for taking a picture with it.
It was a different time. But we did a collab with them. And
wait till you see it.
That'll be out real soon. And that'll be on our YouTube channel. So make sure you
Hit the subscribe. Trust me, you're going to want to do this.
I highly, highly recommend you tune in. So make sure you subscribe to the Cooligans.
And hit that little notification bell so that when we put it up, you'll see it.
Exactly.
Or any of our videos.
Oh, yeah. Well,
all our videos. Send them to our friends.
Hit the notification bell. We'll text you. What's up?
We'll say it was good.
We'll say every morning. We'll send a good morning text to you.
Good morning, Tesla. I'll kiss you emoji. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, because we
have a great day.
We're here to let you know that we're emotionally available.
That's right.
Okay, because
if
some
you're
of
nice,
these...
we'll take it a time.
Keep pounding, all right?
Keep pounding.
These are our mantras.
Keep pounding, everybody. Don't forget. When times get tough, keep pounding. When you think you're done, even if you are finished, keep pounding.
Some of these other soccer podcasts aren't texting you good morning texts. All right? So you just got to keep in mind where the love is.
Right. All right? What's the thing that they say, like, creeps in? Like, hello, beautiful. That's how you know. That's how you know. Good morning, beautiful. That's it. That's how you know. Like, oh, I thought we was friends. Damn.
All right. Look, sometimes this soccer podcast gets some mixed signals sometimes. That's all. Happens.
That's all. We don't get confused. We need friends.
So make sure you subscribe to the Cooligans YouTube channel right now, dummy.
Yeah.
I gotta yell at you. I didn't mean to.
Hey,
do that.
Whoa. Too much pounding. No, you know what? Keep pounding, everybody.
So we'll see you on Monday. We have a guest on Monday, right?
Yeah,
I think.
We got a guest. Looking at the guest calendar.
You know what? When you click
got
on it, you'll
big
find
guest
out.
On
we got
Monday.
A big guest Ooh. On Monday. So
a guest from the Premier League television.
Wow.
The Premier League.
The Premier League. I got caught up halfway through.
Speaking of grandpas, the Premier League television, you know what I'm saying?
You ever wanted to see the Premier League on TV, kids?
Yeah.
This guy will help
gonna
you
be
do it.
Quite a jolly old time there, huh?
So a lot to look forward to. So make sure you tune in on Monday as well. We'll see you then, everybody. Take care. Peace.
Love you guys.
Now's the time to start your next adventure behind the wheel of an exciting new Toyota hybrid. With the largest lineup of hybrid, plug-in hybrid, and electrified vehicles to choose from, Toyota has the one for you. Every new Toyota hybrid comes with Toyota Care 2-year complimentary scheduled maintenance, an exclusive hybrid battery warranty, and Toyota's legendary quality and reliability. Visit your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. See your local Toyota dealer for hybrid battery warranty details.